Have you ever heard the term upchuck?
Upchuck, yeah.
All right. But if a person was real sick, you might say, well, he's leaning over the fence and...
upchucking.
All right. If a person vomited, he was sick at...
his stomach.
All right. She's hardly gotten the news, but she came right over to...
console.
All right. Or she came right over to... I hadn't heard the news, so she came over...
oh, to tell me the news.
All right. If you invite somebody to come and see you this evening, and you want to tell them you'll be disappointed if they don't come, you say, now, if you don't come...
I'll be mighty disappointed.
All right. If you both are glad to are going to be glad to see me, you say, we, in the future now, if you both are going to be glad to see me this evening when I come, you say, we...
will be glad to see you.
All right, say it again as fast as you would if you were really talking and you stay on the telephone.
Well, we'll be glad to see you this afternoon.
All right. If you do that again, I'll...
thank you.
All right. Can you think of any other names you might use for it? I'll really...
paddle you.
Okay. Have you ever used the term, I'll really tear you up?
Yeah.
All right. What is the older word when a fella is interested in a girl? You say he's going to do what?
Go courting.
All right. Can you think of any humorous terms for courting? A young man and his girl were, he's going to... have you ever used the word sparking or heard
sparking,
people
sparking.
A long time ago? You
yeah,
may have used
sparking,
it.
Yeah, I've heard it.
All right. If a young lady is interested in a young man, what do you call him? He is her...
beau, or boyfriend.
All right. And she is his...
girl, or girlfriend.
All right.
Sweetheart.
A boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, and his little brother says, you've been...
kissing.
All right. Think of some other words for...
smooching.
Very good. Okay.
Necking.
All right. Any other? If he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want him, what do you say she did to him?
She turned him down.
All right. If they're already engaged and he thinks they're going to be married, she breaks the engagement and turns away from him, you might say she what?
She broke up the engagement.
All right. They're just...
married.
All right. Do you know any humorous terms for saying that a couple just got...
hitched.
Any others? All right. At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the...
best man.
And, a girl that stands up with the bride is the...
maid of honor.
All right. Any other names for women who participate in weddings? Maid of honor, the girls that go along with the flowers.
The flower, flower girl.
And then there might...
and the bridesmaid.
Yes, mm-hmm. Think about the treatment that young couples endure shortly after their marriage when other young people in the community find ways to tease and harass them. Have you ever heard any talk about such things and what it's called, the process of teasing a young couple after their wedding?
Just henpecking.
Anything else? What are some of the customs in our community? Things that are done by other young people immediately after a wedding to tease the bride and groom.
You mean when they go on the honeymoon?
Yes, so right after the ceremony.
Oh, right. They write on the car, just married, and okay. Tie tin cans to the car and throw rice on them.
Mm-hmm. I saw him blank Atlanta. I saw him
in Atlanta.
He lives black, the brown.
At the Browns.
They didn't just arrest